get into some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Leroy, Vlad, and Fig, tell me if you like this from Mike McDaniel or if this is kind of corny.
Okay. So, okay.
Omar Kelly tweeted this out. He says, to create awareness for the Dolphins' 24-year run of not winning a playoff game, Mike McDaniel has scheduled the start time for all of his meetings at 8:24 a.m., 3:24 p.m., etc. Quote, we need to finish the season better. Why not find ways to emphasize finishing in everything you do? So in commemoration of 24 years without a playoff win, every meeting will happen 24 minutes past the hour.
Okay, now, is he sure it's 24 minutes? He's not one of those damn coaches that want you there at like 22 minutes past the hour?
No. It, listen.
That's your boy. Belichick used to do crap like that.
No, he didn't. Yeah. That was
Coughlin.
That wasn't Belichick. I would say this. It is something to be aware of your past, right? It is something to want to do something to change your past. It is another thing to be blamed for somebody else's past, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it. He's being the company guy by doing all this. But when people say, hey, Tua, we haven't been in the playoffs in 24 years and he wasn't even alive, right? Right. It's kind of being a little unfair. But yeah. I get the fact that he wants all the players to be aware of the circumstances of the fans, right?
Yeah.
And of them, hey, we've had opportunities here. We haven't come through. You know, so it's just a way of keeping everybody aware. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's, you know, it, for lack of a better term, it sounds very Mike McDaniel. He's being who he's always been. So continue doing you.
Yeah, and obviously he cannot take the blame for the past 24 years, only the past two.
Although,
but at the same time,
although people
but as a franchise having the longest playoff victory drought in the NFL, that's embarrassing, right? That, I don't want to head into next year with all the meetings scheduled for 25 after.
Let me tell you something. It's embarrassing with a team like the Washington Redskins and the Detroit Lions in the same league, right?
Yeah,
is there a team? Right. Even it used to be Cincinnati, right? They done got off the snide. They went to a Super Bowl. Well, how long? The Jets been pretty long too, right?
Since winning one?
Winning a playoff game.
It's been a playoff game now. We've won a playoff game.
Well, Mike Sanchez?
Well, Mark Sanchez, but we went to the AFC
Mark
Championship.
My bad. Mark Sanchez.
But that was like 15 years ago.
No, it was like 13, but it's, you know, you guys have 24 years, so that's a little more.
Listen, Vlad.
I'm just saying.
A response to your ineptness can't be you're worse than me.
I didn't say you were worse than me. You just said it's been a certain amount of years. And I said, no, it's not as much as yours.
Okay. What's the Jets' drought of making the playoffs?
2010.
That one's obviously longer than the Dolphins.
Yes, that we haven't made the playoffs. We are the longest professional American, North American team that have not made the playoffs.
When they put that title on your ass, North American.
Yeah. The same goes for the Dolphins. But the same thing goes for the Dolphins. They're the longest North American team that haven't won a playoff game. So,
listen.
So how are you going to look at it? How are we going to do this?
I would say,
how are we going to do this?
Worry about your problems. Don't worry about Dolphins' problems.
Don't worry about We're not worried about the Jets' problems.
I'm worried about the Jets' problems when they come in third or fourth place again this
come
year.
Come on, stop it. We all know let's one thing we can say. We all know the Patriots are coming in last.
Yes.
Okay then. So third.
So the Jets come in third.
That's not happening. But go ahead.
Okay. Now I'm just so you think 10 wins?
I think 10 or 11 wins win the division this year.
And you think the Jets will have 10 wins?
I think the Jets will have 11 wins this year.
11 wins?
Yeah, 11
wins. You know, what's their betting over under? Like 8.5?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're like 9.5.
We see.
We'll find out. I was just asking.
Yeah, it's like 9.5.
The Jets is, yeah, 9.5. He's correct.
Nine and a half. They're basically saying.
Yeah. They're basically saying the Jets could win 10 games.
The Dolphins are also 9.5.
That's what I'm saying. The Jets
Dolphins are the same?
Jets, Buffalo, and the Dolphins might all be, and Buffalo might be 10. Might. But I think all three teams are
very close.
Very close.
Yeah, Buffalo's 10.5.
10.5? Okay.
10.5. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And look at that. And everybody has the same – we both have the same thought process about the Bills. We all thinking that sooner or later they're going to take a step back.
I was a year ahead on that. I did not think – I didn't think they were that much better. I just think they just waited for everybody else to implode, right? And they just did what they do. Because they didn't really win any big games either. You know, they had a game win against Kansas City. They beat the Dolphins in what was two ugly-looking games. But based on what you're saying about Buffalo, they weren't really standouts in this division. So everybody feels going in this year they got a chance.
And they should.
Leroy, can you step into the windowplex?
I don't even have a step. I can
he sure slide, can.
Slide Let's over. Get it. Weather.
Yeah. Hey, it's pretty clear over here. I'm looking out. Looking out to the east.
Almost raining.
There's some clouds coming. Usually this time of year, the clouds will come out from the west. And to tell you how rain works, if the easterly wind that comes out in the morning is strong enough, it'll keep the rain and the clouds over the Everglades. But if it's not, and the westerly wind becomes a little stronger, that means that it's going to dump over West Broward and the west side of Dade and Broward and Palm Beach counties. Right now I'm looking at the, it's really scary. I'm seeing a plane go two different ways.
Hey, what? How?
That's it.
Huh?
See that plane over there with the tag? It's coming. Look, way over there. Look, way over there. See it?
No.
Look, over here.
Where are
over
you
there.
Watching the plane?
Look right above that building, the green building. See that plane way over there?
No.
With the tag on the back of it.
Yo, look, J-Fig.
It's flying with a flag.
J-Fig, just say yes.
Just say yes, J-Fig.
There it is. I see a building right over there.
While every Twitcher is so happy right now.
They just took off from right to left, so they're going two different directions. I'm going to say winds are coming out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, and I'm gonna say it's about 93 degrees.
You're very close.
Was so he winds correct?
winds out of the east at 12 miles per hour.
Let's see, he's right.
The temperature is 89 degrees.
Got a cool off.
Yeah, right. It's a cold front. And there is apparently we could get some showers maybe in the afternoon.
Yeah, I told you what happens in the summer. Yeah. This easterly breeze. There's clouds that are forming.
I got 91 degrees right now.
Those clouds are forming.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those clouds are forming over the Everglades, right? They're going to start coming this way, right? If the easterly wind is strong enough, it's going to keep them out over the Everglades. If it's not, then it's going to dump over West Broward, Dade County, and Palm Beach because it's going to get over to right by us. That's how it works.
Well, the weather is brought to you by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com.
Free consultation
24/7. 866-954-MORE.
By the way, shout out to everyone who are in the armed forces and everything like that. Today's a big holiday. Today's a big day. Today is D-Day. June 6th.
Yes.
Today's a big day.
Yeah. So,
yes. I think a lot of people don't realize how close.
This America that we've seen right now might have never happened.
Right.
Yeah, I don't people. Yeah. You know what's weird? Like when I went to Hawaii, there's people from Japan and they say it's cheaper to fly to Hawaii and stay in a hotel for a weekend and golf 2 days there than it is to golf back home in China.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Or Japan, yes. Yeah, so it's very expensive. But you don't realize how far Hawaii is from the States. It's a 5.5-hour flight from California to Hawaii. So when you think of D-Day, it almost seems like they were closer. Right? Five and a half hours in the Pacific? That's a long flight.
I remember when I flew to Japan from California, I remember like Hawaii was kind of the half. We didn't stop there, but I remember
halfway
like
point.
Looking at the map. Like
right.
It was the halfway point between the USA and Japan.
Yeah.
I did not know that was halfway.
Yes. You're thinking it's so far away? No.
That's interesting.
We're not that far away from any places. You go to Alaska, you'll see Russia.
Wasn't D-Day in France, but D-Day was a result.
It was, yeah.
But it was a result of Pearl Harbor,
Normandy.
Right? No, Normandy.
Cat Lord TV says D-Day is not Pearl Harbor.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he's not saying it was the same thing, but I understand what he was getting at with the World War II analogy. D-Day was the invasion
of Normandy
of Normandy, and a lot of people lost their lives that day. And I can't even imagine what that was like. That opening scene in Saving Private Ryan, if you've seen it, is one of the most gut-wrenching things I've ever seen.
Well,
D-Day came after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, of course, years after.
Teachers, I just wanted to say, just wanted to honor the day. We didn't have to,
break it down. Hey, like that. No, but check this out. Why not?
What did you expect, though?
I just wanted to see. I just wanted our show not go without mentioning that today is the day.
I really appreciate you.
So as I said, I didn't really want a deep breakdown of this. Just wanted to honor the men and women that served and that were part of this, of this day.
Sully Saw says it went from honoring the troops to roasting Leroy.
I don't understand that. The man went from giving out the weather to saying thank you, and then he got roasted.
Do your research. Well, guys, we have got a pair of tickets to see comedian Bert Kreischer and the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, June 15th. It also features Bobby Lee, Big J Okerson, which I co-sign on this. He's pretty awesome. And more. Keep listening to our show for more details on how you could win. This is a Live Nation show. And your details for this win. What caller number do you want it to be?
Oh, Jesus.
Three? Okay. He's on his phone. Okay. So caller number three will win a pair of tickets to see comedian Bert Kreischer.
I may answer. I may not answer.
Well, that's on you.
Well, we will have more of the Tobin and Leroy show final hour today. You would have thought without Marcos here there'd be less Silly Sauce. We've actually had more Silly Sauce than usual, which is very strange. We will continue next year on WQAM.
Both
recalculating.
Hey, voice assistant, search for the latest movies for streaming.
Attic, home office, and home theater.
Yes, all that.
Recalculating.
Now with AT&T AllFi, add more Wi-Fi square footage to your home, including your attic, home office, turned home theater. Get AT&T Fiber with AllFi and live like a gigillionaire. Limited availability. Coverage requires extenders at additional charge.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry!
Hey, yo, I got a resolution. This year I'm playing right. No 6:15 this year. Yeah, you can stay tonight. We can go bowling.
All right. We are back for a couple minutes because we went a little bit long with the story,
It's been a fun show today.
It's been a fun show. I really appreciate you being here with us, Dono and Vlad.
Yeah. I look forward to being able to recap game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow.
Yep.
Probably previewing some Panthers action on Saturday.
A little cat fever.
I'll be there. I'll be at Stanley Cup Media availability tomorrow.
Take me with you.
Are you going to get some usable audio this time?
Stop.
Hey, what happened, dude?
What happened?
Yeah, what was that?
That audio was terrible.
Which audio?
There is audio that wouldn't play. Or it would play very, very, very
It may
very
not have been your fault. It might have been
I need
thing.
To know. You need to tell me the...
There is a Paul Maurice one and a Matthew Tkachuk one.
Paul Maurice and Matthew Tkachuk. Yeah. Then that's from the... That would be from YouTube.
Okay, so it wasn't you?
No, it wouldn't be me. Guy, we can't get the mic close to those guys. So if it's from the from the podium, it's from you two.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, don't clown, Vlad.
Okay. Well, it is.
I do my thing, baby. I'm good at what I do.
Hey, you can always tell because when you watch the video, you see Vlad on the side.
Come on, exactly. Yeah. You know why
you can't miss Vlad.
Come on, man. I'm trying to get the best sound quality possible. If it's piss poor, it ain't Vlad's fault.
Okay. Well, guys, it is easy to keep up with our show and everything happening in sports. We've got the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. We got Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami, Marlins, and more. Download the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to us live or on demand. Be sure to make Tobin and Leroy your favorite station.
Thank you.
Is that your favorite station or favorite show?
Why does it say station?
It says station. Like, she's reading.
Well, I'm reading liner, and they messed up minus one to them, but minus one to me because I didn't notice.
Well, we will be back tomorrow. Hopefully Jay Figg can recoup her lost point. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hawk and Crowder show coming up next year on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
The number one sports adjacent show in America. Hawk and Crowder with Solana and the Great Jimmy. Sports talk, In-N-Out burger discussions, and what happens to milk on the moon. Weekday afternoons beginning at 2 on AM 560 Sports WQAM.